An insurgent group is claiming responsibility for yesterday's mortar attack inside the protected area of Baghdad known as the Green Zone. The attack killed at least 4 employees of a British company and injured at least 15 others. On a website, the Ansar al-Sunna now says it was responsible. It's the same group that claimed the August slayings of 12 Nepalese workers. Word of attacks on civilians in Iraq has slowed and in some cases stopped reconstruction work, and it's making it harder to recruit workers. One case in point, America's top foreign aid agency, the U.S. Agency for International Development, is having trouble persuading its employees to go to Iraq. The situation is so dire that Administrator Andrew Natsios has warned workers he might have to make assignments if volunteers don't step forward soon. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Andrew Natsios had a town hall meeting before the Thanksgiving break to try to drum up interest in Iraq. USAID officials wouldn't speak on record about the troubles he's having, but a current employee who asked not to be named said the mood at the agency is subdued these days. That employee said most people join USAID to work on democracy projects, to fight HIV/AIDS, or as he put it, do development work in Guinea, Indonesia, or Bolivia. Most did not sign up thinking they'd be heading off to dangerous war zones. The recent history in Iraq and attacks on foreigners have made it all the more difficult to find agency employees willing to go. Many private relief agencies have pulled their staff out. Natsios's town hall meeting, employees say, was something of a pep talk, an effort to avoid more draconian means to fill empty jobs. USAID's Human Resources Department sent around an email this week listing 18 unfulfilled positions in Iraq, as well as a few in Sudan, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. The memo warns that if volunteers don't sign up by early December, those employees who have not been given their next assignment will have to apply for a job in Iraq. As one employee pointed out, it's a dramatic move for a bureaucracy that hasn't had this experience since the Vietnam War. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.